You are listening to the Bernard Bergen podcast. Do not adjust your AirPods. Everything I say will challenge you to grow.
Marvel Entertainment at one point was only a comic book company, and it also filed for bankruptcy. When it just came out of bankruptcy, powerful thing happened. They wanted to get into the film business. They wanted to sell some of their characters, the movie rights to some of their characters, so that they could earn an extra income. They were rejected. Sony Studios had the ability to buy all of their characters, the film rights to all of their characters, for $25 million. Sony told them, in strong language, nobody wants to see any of your other characters on screen. And all Sony bought was the rights to Spider-Man. $25 million. A few years later, Disney purchases Marvel for $4 billion. $4 billion, that's a B. And as I read that, I remember that many, many times, without knowing it, we undervalue ourselves. Here's Marvel coming out of bankruptcy, like, look, you can buy everything, $25 million. A few years later, they sell for $4 billion. Now, Disney, just off the Marvel movies, has made $6.3 billion. Again, Sony rejected it for $25 million. Years later, they sell for $4.3 billion. Disney flips it, made $6.3 billion off of that $4 billion investment. Again, do not undervalue yourself. Fast forward to today. You all know this face. If you don't know this face, you should know this face. This gentleman, he is the epitome right now of what I would say Black excellent is. He's a movie director, the director that brought us Black Panther. And I just read a bit of his resume. He's 31 years old. He's from Oakland. So shout out to Dana Dane. You know, he had a $900,000 budget for Fruitvale Station. It made $16 million at the box office off $900,000. He had a $40 million budget for Creed. It made $173 million at the box office. Disney and Marvel Studios gave him $200 million to make the Black Panther. As of right now, Black Panther has grossed over $387 million worldwide. I share that to remind you guys, never undervalue yourself. Do not let your go-throughs cause you to devalue who you really are. Yes, you might have to start small. Yes, you might have to rebuild. Yes, you might have to survive a bankruptcy. But don't betray the fact that you're a billion-dollar franchise in the making just because you had some struggles. Understand that every moment, every opportunity is an opportunity for a bigger moment. And if you master the level you're on now, it only opens up where you can go.
Thank you to all those who listen to the show and keep our numbers growing. Leave a review on your platform of choice. Remember to like, follow, and share so that we can increase our community and continue to add value to the world.
Don't ever confuse hearing with listening. Listening is one of the keys to a healthy marriage. Listening is one of the keys to a healthy workplace. Listening is one of the keys to resolving conflict. Listening is one of the keys to leveling all the way up, overcoming that obstacle, navigating that setback, and finishing the mission in front of you. We have two ears and one mouth, but how many of us still talk way more than we listen? We should be quick to listen and slow to speak. Unless you can improve the beauty of silence, save your words and listen. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. You can't gain understanding without listening. This isn't just a good idea. Understanding requires that we listen and listen well.
The Bernard Bergen Podcast is brought to you by BernardBergen.com. Visit for more on human performance insights and results coaching.